Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 37 with verses 16 through 18. A word is the source of every deed, a thought of every act. The root of all conduct is the heart. Four branches it shoots forth, good and evil, death and life, and their absolute mistress is the tongue. Words are powerful. They have the ability to inspire, motivate, comfort, and even hurt. Every action, every deed is born from a thought, and every thought is expressed through words. The source of all conduct lies within the heart, where thoughts are formed and decisions are made. From the heart, four branches extend: good, evil, death, and life. These branches shape our actions and determine the course of our lives. Good deeds are often the result of kind thoughts and positive words. When we speak words of encouragement, love, and support, we are more likely to act in ways that benefit others. Good deeds have the power to uplift, inspire, and bring joy to those around us. They create a ripple effect of positivity and kindness that can spread far and wide. On the other hand, evil deeds are born from negative thoughts and hurtful words. When we speak words of hate, anger, and malice, we are more likely to act in ways that harm others. Evil deeds have the power to cause pain, suffering, and destruction. They create a dark cloud of negativity that can overshadow the light of goodness in the world. Death and life are also products of words and actions. When we speak words of despair, hopelessness, and defeat, we are more likely to succumb to the darkness of death. But when we speak words of hope, resilience, and perseverance, we are more likely to embrace the light of life. Our words have the power to shape our reality and determine our fate. The tongue is the master of all these branches, the ultimate arbiter of our conduct. It is through the tongue that our thoughts are given voice, our words are spoken, and our deeds are carried out. The tongue has the power to build up or tear down, to heal or to harm. It is a double-edged sword that must be wielded with care and caution. In conclusion, as we look to the light of Christ, the source of every deed, every act lies in the power of words. Our thoughts shape our words shape our actions, and our actions shape our destiny. The heart is the wellspring of all conduct, and the tongue is the ultimate expression. Let us choose our words wisely, for they have the power to create a world of beauty, love, and peace. The words of Jesus Christ is the embodiment of salvation and grace, offering redemption to all who believe in Him. His teachings and examples serve as the ultimate source of guidance for every action and decision we make. The word of Jesus is the foundation of our thoughts and deeds, shaping our behavior and attitudes. Our hearts, the root of our being, determine the direction of our actions, whether they stem from goodness or evil. The tongue, as the instrument of communication, holds the power to bring forth life or death through our words. By following the teachings of Jesus and allowing His love to guide our hearts, we can choose the path of righteousness and bring forth goodness in all that we do, using words of grace that exude a heart of truth. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil, Lord. Graciously grant peace in our days. By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 37. It's verses 16 through 18. We've got a three-stanza poem ongoing here. It's titled, "The Heart is Our Word." Our poem today's title is "The Heart is Our Word," from our practice in Sirach 37, verses 16 through 18. It's three stanzas ongoing. With just a word, the world can change. A simple thought, a thought so strange. The root of all actions, our deeds. From the heart, the source it feeds. Four branches, reaching far and wide, good and evil side by side, death and life in balance sway, the tongue, their mistress, has the final say. So choose your words with care and thought, for they hold power where death can be caught. They shape our actions, our destiny, the word, the source of all we see. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's April 25th, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us today as we move into the talk for the Rose Talk from Mark Gallus. This is the poem I wrote over the New Jersey Mayus weekend, and we conclude with his talk this morning, the Rose Talk in rhyme, his story in rhyme. Amen. Access line your effort kind, shooting for the highest impact. He asks for a relationship to bind, more than the devil wants to attack. There is healing in wounds, sharing what I've endured. Our own will is fruitless, consumed. God pushes me in the direction he reserved. Free those who are self-imprisoned, plenty of people even in this room. Wisdom is needed as your revision. Death, dead life was my will of doom. Security and freedom I wanted, but God had other plans. Angel saved my daughter, who now helps babies withstand. My dad was amazing. Christmas Day, load up with a grin. So engaged in hurt a grazing, 25 years I held it in. Rose flowers represent my walk. Heaven treasures I will be. I went to where he is to talk. God answered in an orange soda for free. Many years of closet prayer. Sin set in with shame. Rosary prayers called a ladybug with care. Orange wasn't more of the fame. Adoration overcame fall decorations, scarring my wife to hide. Main church in adoration overcame what we couldn't divide. Dad's illness became prevalent. Brain tumor took him quick. 5 months he'll be gone, we couldn't prevent before God would take him sick. Daughter became sick too. COVID took her fame. Our tears overcame this abuse. An angel my baby became. Teddy bear fell near me. Her room was lonely indeed. Hugging the bear, I would see. My daughter was there, I would concede. My snowman adventure, building a life with him. Ladybugs of protection, Mother Mary over sin. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and I continue to lift up my brothers and in Emmaus, New Jersey. And Mark, we pray for you and your family each and every day. As we close today, in Jesus' name, at 10:21. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus, God, bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Love you, Tony.